You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville, batting down the hatches, East Tennessee. Hard rain's coming. Hurricane Jeremy coming to Atlanta tomorrow. Jeremy Pruitt getting set to make his first ever appearance at SEC Media Days, the first of what I'm sure will be many triumphant appearances by Coach Pruitt.
All right.
A lot of current SEC coaches praising our coach down there today. Did you see that? Kirby Smart showing love, said he was instrumental in helping Alabama beat Texas in the 2009 title game. And Jimbo Fisher says very good things about him as well. That make you feel good, Bear? Your coach gets the Kirby Smart and Jimbo Fisher seal of approval.
I mean, let's go out and pound their eyes shut.
Bear's pretty fired up about it, Brandon.
I don't really care what Kirby Smart or Jimbo Fisher thinks. I don't care. Beat him by 40.
I feel like the first year that they say something nice, it's okay. But any time past the first
after
year,
that, they should be hated. Yeah. Well, I've heard behind the scenes that there's heat between Kirby and Jeremy so far.
Between Kirby and Jeremy?
Yeah, Kirby and Jeremy don't like each other.
I don't. Can you blame Coach Pruitt for not liking?
Well, things got a little bit personal last year during the recruitment of Quay Walker, who we thought we were going to get him, the 5-star linebacker,
and yeah,
he went to Georgia. So the first of many recruiting battles, I'm sure that the two of them will have. SEC Media Days, day two, underway. I'm not feeling the energy in here. Hold on. Just not feeling the energy right now here. Hold on.
You're going old school, huh?
Yeah. One of those. Red Bull. Sugar-free. Ah, boom! Three hairs just sprouted on my chest just now. Ready to go. All right. Day two, SEC Media Days. Mississippi State without Dan Mullen, Tennessee, Alabama, and Mizzou all taking – no, wait, that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Damn it. I messed up. Why didn't you stop me? You just let me go through that whole thing.
I didn't know where you were going.
I was feeling myself. I misread my notes. Let's back up. SEC Media Days, day two. Georgia, Ole Miss, Arkansas, and Florida. Going today down there, and the talk of the day, because this is SEC Media Days, folks. This is big news. This matters. The big story today, Dan Mullen shoes.
Go Gator.
Dan Mullen showing up in a pair of Gator-themed Air Jordans.
They look like, I saw somebody, it may have been Houston.
They look like trash.
Yeah, they look like something you'd find, somebody said on Twitter, the Walmart bin. The Bennett Walmart. I mean, they're horrible shoes.
They look like McGregor's.
Yeah, you're going to get your ass kicked on the playground if you wear those things. They're ugly.
No offense to those of you out there rocking the McGregor's. But, yeah, that worst day for the Jordan brand since the ceiling is the floor.
I mean, I'm not paying $200 to look like I got my shoes at McGregor's.
Not a good start for Dan Mullen. I remember, like, this is his thing. SEC Media Days is so jumped the shark. Like these lame white middle-aged coaches showing up in like Yeezys or whatever they're calling, Wheezys or Keys. I don't know, man. Like the shoes, they got to show up and rock the shoes. Oh, look at Dan Mullen's shoes.
Yeah, Dan Mullen's shoes couldn't beat Nick Saban.
Didn't Butch do that 1 year?
Well, of course he did. Well, look at all the choices he has.
Man, he was such a rip-off artist. Did he ever have an original thought in his head?
No. Not one. I mean, where do you want to start? I can tell you three things.
What was Butch's biggest ripoffs? Butch Jones's biggest ripoffs.
Numbering the teams. That's a Michigan thing.
Smoky gray uniforms.
I don't know where he got that at. I do like it for the basketball team, though. I'll go ahead and throw that out there.
What else did Butch Jones just rip off? I'm drawing a blank, but I remember thinking this so many times, like, golly, man. He just jumps on. When he tried to, like, come at Harbaugh on Twitter, that? It's like, dude, what are you doing? Butch, you're not cut out for this. Trust me, you're not.
Number one, his skin's nowhere near thick enough to be going at anybody on Twitter.
Jim Harbaugh will just straight up slay you.
Oh, yeah, he'll eviscerate him.
He will decapitate you and hold up your bloody severed head for all of Twitter to see.
You think? I think he'd just do that. What's that movie you love so much? Mel Gibson, Braveheart. I think he'd just disembowel him.
Freedom! He'd martyr Butch Jones.
My chart!
I watched that little bit of that the other night. So timeless. Love Braveheart. Brandon, have you seen Braveheart?
I've seen parts of
it. Okay, yeah, at least you've seen parts of it.
Yeah, I watched the speech. I watched it the other day on YouTube.
What will you do without freedom?
Yeah. But I've not seen the whole movie.
So badass. It's like completely historically inaccurate. It's one of the most historically inaccurate films of all time. Just completely Mel Gibson making up, rewriting history. But still, great cinema. Braveheart. Love it. How about the British Open coming back to Scotland?
Where's
Carnoustie.
Is that how you say it? Carnoustie?
I don't know. Carnoustie? I say Carnoustie.
I feel like I ought to do an update on it.
Bears British Open. The tournament hasn't started yet, Bear. Relax. Starts Thursday.
You know how golf works, right? Break down Tiger a little bit. Has Tiger got a chance?
Tiger says he probably doesn't. He is going to struggle because the greens are a little bit slow. And Tiger says he struggled on slow greens his entire career. So I wouldn't look for a Tiger comeback this year. How did we get on golf?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Braveheart.
How did we get on Braveheart?
I don't know.
Dan Mullen?
No, you're talking about
Butch.
You're talking about Harbaugh.
Disemboweling Butch. Yeah, that's
okay. That's how the rabbit hole goes.
Throwing heat out of the gate here. I feel like Butch Jones, man, so many Pruitt's not going to do that. He's not going to show up and look at my shoe. Hey, I got a pair of cool shoes. All the players are really saying they're fly. My new shoes. He's not going to do any of that crap, is he? He's just going to show up and not say anything.
Yeah. And stare daggers at who, Kirby?
Well, they're not going to cross paths.
Kirby wouldn't want to.
Matt Luke is down there today. Are you interested in anything Matt Luke has to say?
No.
Would you recognize Matt Luke if he walked in the Fanron studios right now? Do you even know what he looks like?
No. Who else went today? Dan Mullen.
Arkansas, you had
Chad Morris.
Yeah.
No,
I like that guy, man.
I imagine he looks like Dana Holgorsen.
You don't know what Chad Morris looks like?
Uh-uh.
It's understandable. Oh, you not know what Matt Luke looks like? He coached here.
When?
In 06 and 07. Cutcliffe brought him. Tight ends coach here. He's a good coach. Might be in.
The only time you see the pictures of position coaches are if you pick up a program at the game or one of the Football Time in Tennessee magazines.
Of course, Bear did not remember who's the guy who got busted yesterday. I can't even remember his name.
Who did get busted?
Ryan Thaxton.
Bear had no idea who that was.
I still don't know.
I explained it to you. What else do you need to know?
Oh, the kid who allegedly the domestic situation.
Really? You don't even remember that? This happened 24 hours ago, Bear.
Got a lot going on in my life for us.
Your short-term memory, really? That blowed away that you can't remember a conversation that we had literally 24 hours ago. First segment yesterday.
It's coming back to
me. Exactly. 24 hours ago, we were talking about this.
Well, I normally would go back and listen to the podcast, but it got screwed up yesterday.
Whoa. It did not get screwed up yesterday.
Do we have the entirety of yesterday's show archived?
No, but it's not my fault. It's the first two minutes.
Here's a good exercise. This is what I want to do today. Brandon.
Yes.
You find me the three players that each school brought today.
Okay.
And just mix them up. Just give me the players' names and see if Bear and I can identify who they play for. Would that be a fun game to play?
Yeah, I'll smoke that.
I'll destroy you. You won't get one.
You're crazy. You won't.
Name me one Arkansas player. Name me one Arkansas player. You can't do it. Name me one Florida player. Can you name me one Florida player, Bear? How much research have you done coming into this season? Can you name me one player on one our, if not our biggest, our second biggest rival?
Phidippides Franks.
Research. Have you done your research?
Name me another player besides Felipe Franks.
Oh, Bear. Another Florida player?
Yes.
Oh, Emerson Palmer.
What?
Emery.
What are you saying right now? Is it like, can you name me any Ole Miss players?
No.
Bear. Can you name me any Georgia players?
Yeah, Vander Holyfield Jr.
Elijah Holyfield?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I'm ready whenever y'all are.
All right, we'll do this when we come back. I think we've already established I'm a pretty strong favorite here. It is The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville, Fan Run Radio. We'll be right back. 865-546-8200 if you want to jump in. Dan Harrelson is going to join us live from Media Days coming up here at the bottom of the hour. We'll get an update on everything going on down in the ATL later for you here on The Drive. Stay with us.
The Drive. Real sports radio for real sports fans. This is The Drive.
Pouring rain outside the Fan Run studios in the downpour. It is The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville. I'm Russell Smith. I've got Brandon Orick and Bear in here with me this afternoon. We're going to check in with Dan Harrelson, who's got a new gig, by the way. He's working with VolsWire.com. I believe that's USA Today. We'll get him to kind of tell us about the new website there. And we'll check in with him coming up here in just a few minutes from down there in Atlanta. All right, this will be a good game to play. What you talk about coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, stay tuned for your cue to call. Westchester was our first entry into what you talk about Champions League here on the show yesterday. Pretty strong performance by him.
In other related news, hell froze over last night.
What's that supposed to mean?
Come on, man.
What?
This is the first time Westchester's ever qualified.
He did well. Like, what do you?
No, I'm proud of
the guy.
Him,
he did well.
Took him 4 years.
Whose water is this? Is that yours, Brandon?
No.
That's not okay.
That is not okay. That is totally going to get knocked.
Let's
on that
go
computer.
Ahead and take care of that right now.
Wow. Somebody left a big bottle of Aquafina with the cap off, sitting precariously on the ledge behind us, right over. Well, about $2,000 worth of electronic equipment back there, probably. That's
the production.
That's good. All right. Here's the game. SEC Media Days. We're going to test our knowledge today. So there are four teams at SEC Media Days. They all bring three players, right, Brandon?
Yes.
Okay. So there's 12 guys. I feel like, is this fair, Bear? We put
absolutely
six. I haven't even told you the game.
It's fair.
Six, you ask Bear, and jumble these up.
Okay.
Bear, six names, me, six names, and we'll see who can correctly identify the most SEC football players. Who did their homework here?
We do our research. Have you done your research?
Okay, do you want the positions or just the names?
Just the names.
Just the names. I'm going to, you know,
You got to figure out which school they went to.
All right. Who wants to go first?
Bear, you want to do the honors?
You can go ahead, Russ.
All right. Hit me.
All right. Jonathan Ledbetter.
That's a Georgia defensive lineman.
That is correct.
Boom. One for me. Bear's up next.
All right.
Do you know all these guys, Brandon?
Yeah,
like half of them, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Martez Ivy.
Oh. Now, who are the teams today? It has to be from somebody who's at Media Days today. Tell me the teams again.
Can I answer it when he misses this one? Can I tell you exactly who? Because I know exactly.
I mean, it's
who
your
that is.
It's your game.
I mean, we're already started.
Tell me the four teams that are at Media Days today, Brandon.
I think that's against the rules.
No, it's not.
We've only said it like five times already, Bear.
So we got Mississippi State, Florida, Georgia. Mississippi State, Florida, Arkansas.
I mean, do you want me to tell?
No, because I know who Martez Ivy.
It's
can't.
Ole Miss, not Mississippi State, dude.
Yeah, Ole Miss is there, not Mississippi State.
He's a DB at Ole Miss.
Can I?
Yeah, sure.
That's a Florida offensive lineman, Bear. Come on, what are you doing? That's two for me.
Go. Okay, here we go.
Is it my turn now?
Yes. All right. Santos Ramirez.
Wow, I have no idea. I'm going to have to guess on this one. I'll say he plays for Arkansas. I don't know what position.
He does play for Arkansas. Safety for Arkansas.
It's three for your boy. I've gotten them all so far. Come on, Bear. You're three behind. 3-0.
Okay, Bear. CC Jefferson.
So easy.
I don't even know who all's
there. He's a five-star recruit a couple of years ago, man.
CC Jefferson?
Yes.
Bear, no.
I have no idea.
I gave you one of these magazines. I gave you my Screen
Smith. No, you didn't.
Smith.
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
Go!
No.
It's Florida defensive end, CC Jefferson.
Okay. Good for him.
All right, my turn again. You see where this is going.
All right, here we go. Josiah Coatney.
I have no idea who that is. I will say he plays for Ole Miss.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Defensive tackle
okay.
for Ole Miss.
All right, Bear.
All right, Bear. Terry Godwin.
Oh, come on, Bear. This is teed up. This is so sick. He's giving you the easy ones.
No!
You don't know Godwin? Really, you don't know? Are you just...
No!
You take a guess?
No clue.
Come on, Bear. Guess.
Oh, my God.
Auburn.
He's played at Georgia for like 10 years.
I thought Georgia was tomorrow. That's why I can't play your stupid game.
No,
you didn't
teams,
tell me which teams,
the teams
are there.
Are Georgia, Ole Miss, Arkansas, and Florida.
For the seventh time.
Okay.
All right. Next.
Let's start at zero.
we're already over halfway.
It's already 6-0, Russell.
Okay.
All right, quickly here.
Let's see. David Reese, the second.
David Reese, the second. I don't know this one. I'll say he plays for Florida.
He does play for Florida, linebacker right. for the Gators.
There we go.
All right, Bear. Dre Greenlaw.
I'm gonna say Georgia.
Wrong.
I'll say he plays for Ole Miss too.
No, he plays. He's a linebacker for Arkansas.
Dre Greenlaw.
Yes. All right. Bear.
This is where it turns around for you, Bear. You got me.
Sean Rawlings.
Georgia.
No.
Arkansas.
No. Center for Ole Miss.
Who?
Sean Rawlings.
Why are you bringing your center, Ole Miss? Never, not a good sign if you're bringing your center to SEC Media Days.
Complete disaster.
Let's see here.
Who's up now? Is it my turn? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
We both missed on that one.
That's me.
No, you missed on Sean Rawlings.
Yeah.
And you did too. Now it's my turn again.
No, it's my turn.
And Russell got a chance to steal.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
I don't really understand the rules of this game.
Jalte
coming.
Froholt.
What?
Jalte Froholt.
Sounds like something off Hitchhiker's
Guide. Can you use that in a sentence?
Here's how you spell his name. Jalte.
Yeah, that's not helping.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Jalte Froholt, Arkansas?
Jalte Froholt plays offensive line for this team.
Arkansas.
Yes, it is Arkansas.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think we've used up the Arkansas guy. If you're following along here, Bear, like this is like playing poker. We're getting down to you should be – the process of elimination
is working.
Yeah,
I figured it out. Let's just get on with it.
Okay, Bear. J.R. Reed.
What a cool name.
J.R. Reed.
Yes.
He was a pitcher for the Astros back in the 70s, had a stroke on the mound. He threw like 105.
I don't think that's the same one.
That was J.R. Richard. Okay.
Take a guess.
Jerry was a basketball player. I'm going to go with Ole Miss.
No, Georgia, defensive back.
Well, you just deprived me of a chance to steal.
Oh, sorry. I forgot.
Loser.
I mean, it's over.
Are we done? Are we done? That's it?
There's one more.
All right, one more. My chance here.
All right. Jordan Te'amu.
Te'amu. Oh, he plays for Ole Miss. He's good.
Yeah, quarterback.
Yeah. So no! I win the game 9-0. 9-0. There were three guys that I couldn't identify. Bear, you did it. You couldn't identify a single player at SEC Media Days.
I don't care about any other team except for Tennessee.
You're on a sports radio call-in show.
All I need to know is they're wearing those colors.
We're supposed to be professionals here.
I never claimed to be a professional.
You have no credibility.
None at all.
Do you know who Tennessee's taking tomorrow?
Yeah, they're taking the Wolf kid. They're taking if you hadn't asked me.
Just stop for a second.
They're taking the Wolf kid, the tight end.
Yes, you said that already.
And they're taking a lineman. Nigel Warrior.
Bear.
Who are they taking, Russ? I don't care about media days, dude. I don't care who they're taking.
You see how he keeps moving the goalpost the other way? It's like, first I didn't care about anybody at Tennessee. Now I don't care about media days in general. And then pretty soon it'll be like, I don't even watch football, man. I'm just here to hang out.
I remember when I took you told me we weren't ever going to do Too Deep Radio, man. Sorry.
This isn't Too Deep. These are like the star players for the SEC. Okay.
Tennessee taking?
I was taking Wolf. Callaway.
That is Quest Callaway.
Kyle Phillips.
Kyle Phillips.
That's it. Defensive tackle. Kyle Phillips, wide receiver, Quest Callaway. And walk on tight end, Wolf. Is it Ethan? Is that his brother? Eli, maybe?
Eli.
Yeah. Okay.
Ethan Wolf's the one that.
There you go, Russ. Aren't you proud of me? I remembered.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm proud of you for just the what was left of this show's journalistic credibility, the smoldering embers in the corner. I'm proud of you that you were able to take, just whip it out and take a whiz all over that and extinguish what was left of the fire of our credibility this afternoon here on The Drive. I'm proud of you, Bear.
Thank you, Russ.
865-546-8200, your number to jump on The Drive this afternoon. How many of those would you have gotten, Brandon? You recognize probably a couple of those, Te'amu and maybe C.C. Jefferson,
Terry Godwin. I could have got Godwin and Ledbetter.
Yeah, he's been there forever.
Te'amu, I couldn't have got any of the Arkansas guys, maybe by process of elimination. C.C. Jefferson and Martez Ivy, could have got those.
Take a quick break here. When we continue, Dan the Man Harrelson. Covering the Vols for Vols Wire of USA Today Network, author of Fulmer Hires Pruitt, and friend of the show. Live from SEC Media Days, where Dan Mullen just left the podium. We will get his take on Dan Mullen's shoes coming up next. Stay with us. It's The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville. Back with more after this.
The Drive. Unexplainable. The unimaginable. The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, it is Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio on your Tuesday afternoon. Dan Harrelson joining us live from SEC Media Days in Atlanta. Dan, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Football's in the air, so day two here at Media Days. So just wrapped up with Dan Mullen, so 2 days are in the books, and then Jeremy Pruitt's on deck tomorrow.
All right, man. Yeah, looking forward to it. Now, before we get into some hardcore football analysis, Dan, tell me about your new gig, man. I see where you're over there at VolsWire.com.
Yeah, USA Today Network rolled out a team-specific site covering Tennessee, so I'll be covering UT football, recruiting, just a little bit of everything there, so got total control of that site, along with being in the network there with USA Today. So it's a pretty good opportunity. It's going to be a lot of fun just covering more UT stuff and putting more content out there.
All right. Yeah, I was checking out earlier today. It looks good. VolsWire.com. Go give Dan a look at the new website. Follow him on Twitter. We're talking with Dan Harrelson this afternoon. So, Dan, set the scene for us. It's SEC Media Days. What's it like in Atlanta compared to its usual home in Birmingham, Alabama?
Well, it's totally different. I think in some ways it's Uber maybe a little bit better as far as not battling a lot of traffic and all that. And what I like about this setup, you have the Omni Hotel, which is adjacent to the College Football Hall of Fame. So you got the traditional radio row over at the Omni, which is just takes a second to walk outside and go into the hotel there for Radio Row and a couple other setups that they have. And then, of course, the main room is on the little practice field that they have set up at the College Football Hall of Fame for the main audience on SEC Network. So it's pretty neat set up there for, I guess, the novelty of it. But I believe Hoover's going to have it next year, and then they're going to look to move it around the next few years. It'll be interesting to see if they go to places like Dallas or St. Louis in the future.
Are there a bunch of famous people just walking around all over the place? Have you run into Tebow or anybody like that yet? Oh, he's not doing it anymore. He's playing baseball.
Yeah, he's playing baseball right now, but just the regular SEC Network guys are roaming around.
You don't sound too impressed. Like, it doesn't matter to you if you're, like, all of a sudden standing next to Dari Nokwa at the urinal or something? That's not impressive to you, Dan?
Well, I mean, I guess at least it's on Paul Feinbaum. Standing next to him in that situation.
All right, no controversy yet from my vantage point. Will there be any controversy this week at SEC Media Days?
No, I really don't think so. I think really the topic that maybe not a lot of people have thrown out there is just the element of unknown with especially these coaches that went on yesterday and today. Dan Mullen went, and there's still a lot of unknown about him. Can he make that next step, even at a place like Florida, going against Kirby Smart, who has it going on pretty well there at Georgia? Jeremy Pruitt coming in with Philip Fulmer helping him set the stage there. So it's going to be a lot tougher, I think. Even though he had to go against Saban in the same division, I think from top to bottom, you're about to see the East a whole lot better division. So we'll see if Dan Mullen can live up to that. And then you have Jimbo Fisher. He's confident right now. He's got a lot of players, 16 returning starters. He wants to win now. Can he actually do it? Still that element of unknown if he can actually take on Nick Saban and start winning the West there. Of course, LSU went yesterday, and there's a lot of unknown there with a new offense coordinator, a new quarterback coming in from Ohio State. Can they take that next step and actually be competitive? Same thing with Arkansas. I think Chad Morris has a lot of ability, but how much can he do there? He could do it just enough if Dabo's the next guy in Tuscaloosa to replace Dabo. There could be definitely a stepping stone situation for him.
Dan Harrelson joining us live from SEC Media Days in Atlanta. Greg McElroy on SEC Network moments ago said of Florida's upcoming trip to Neyland Stadium this year, quote, "At Tennessee is interesting just because it's always an interesting game. Florida is better than Tennessee and should win that game convincingly." Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I think Tennessee bodes well against Florida. Really, the only question mark in that game is, can Florida's defensive line, with the talent that they have, can they make enough noise to get into the backfield, cause some disruption there to actually win the game in the trenches? I think definitely Florida has a shot there, but I just like the setup. It's their first road game for Dan Mullen there at Florida at Neyland Stadium. I think, honestly, probably a better matchup maybe than West Virginia first game. I think they're both winnable games, but I think the home game in Neyland may sit a little bit better for a chance of victory there for Tennessee.
Let's go around the room here real quick. Would you take a split with West Virginia and Florida right now, Brandon?
Yes.
Bear?
No.
You want them both?
Yep.
Dan, you got to take the split, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think so, first year. But, I mean, they're both winnable games, and Pruitt does well against those offenses that rely on the 50-50 balls. West Virginia, I mean, they're good in certain departments there, but, I mean, they're not world beaters on defense. So there's still a lot of potential if things can start to gel at the quarterback position that first game. So I think they can definitely go 2-0 if they can get the offensive line and the quarterback position settled down that first weekend.
If Tennessee beats West Virginia, I mean, it's just such an interesting game to start, because if you win that game, it changes the entire complexion of the season, especially for that Florida game, because right now I don't really expect Tennessee to win either game. But if they find a way to beat West Virginia, I think that changes my expectations for the Florida game. I think I would probably expect Tennessee to win that one. And if you're 4-0, I don't think anybody expects them to do well in that murder stretch in the middle. But certainly, you know, 7, maybe even 8 wins is on the table if you can get those first 4 wins. So that's pretty interesting. Dan, it sounds like a ruckus behind you, man. Are there going to be as many toothless Alabama fans in the lobby at Media Days this year that now that it's not in Birmingham anymore?
Since the College Football Hall of Fame, to get away from some of the noise, but apparently some kids are up here from a field trip or something. But I'll tell you what's interesting about kind of going back to the Florida and West Virginia games, because the rosters were released with numbers and measurements on it and positions. And we all know Pruitt's been spending a lot of time teaching technique in the defensive backfield this spring. Alante Taylor's listed both wide receiver and DB. Bryce Thompson coming in from South Carolina, eligible this year. He's at DB. Carlin Fields with me is officially at DB. And Greg Emerson's at defensive line. So that tells you right there Pruitt has a plan on that side of the ball with these guys, and I think these guys are going to play a factor. And I think he is already getting these guys in position for those two big games early on in the first month.
What's the first question you expect Jeremy Pruitt to be asked tomorrow when he takes the podium at Media Days?
Well, I'm pretty sure he'll be asked about Fulmer. I don't know if that will come first, but he'll probably – definitely get asked about being a first-time head coach. So I would probably go first-time head coach if I'm trying to pick a first question for him.
I'd imagine he'll be asked about the quarterback situation, and I would imagine
he would
say absolutely nothing in response, anything of substance anyway.
Right. It would be interesting if he did get some substance there, but I'm still a firm believer that Keller Chris came here to be part of a plan, so we'll see how that plays out, and we'll see if Garantano can actually give him a competition this fall or fall training camp.
All right, very good. Dan, last thing, we'll let you run here. Where do you think the media will pick Tennessee to finish in the SEC East when those polls come out at the end of the week?
I would say probably 6 in the East. I don't agree with that, but I think it's going to be more on the lines of that. I think they can probably peak at 4, maybe finish maybe 5th. I don't know, around that 4th or 5th line there. I think they're going to win some games that they're going to play when they have opponents not giving full effort, and they're also going to lose some games where they can't match up with certain personnel. So I think 4th or 5th, that's how I'm going to vote it.
Will be interesting. Dan, anything else of note that you care to share with our audience back here in Knoxville as you report live this afternoon from SEC Media Days in Atlanta?
Well, just really keep an eye on tomorrow. It's going to be a crazy scene. So we'll see how many Alabama fans make that trip and see how many Tennessee fans also make the trip.
All right, very good. Dan Harrelson, you follow him at Dan Harrelson on Twitter. That's DanHarrelson. VolsWire.com, the new website where you can follow all the latest on Tennessee. He's doing a great job there. I was checking it out earlier this morning. Dan, thanks a lot, man. We'll check in with you again tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. That's Dan Harrelson joining us from busy, busy Atlanta. The ATL, as they say. You like this better in Atlanta than in Birmingham?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I'd like it even better if it was in Nashville.
You think they'll move it around, like kind of like
yes,
SEC?
Yes, supposedly they are. It's going to going back to Hoover next year, and then to Nashville the year after that.
You know, if there's no expectations for us to win the East, and he says he thinks media is going to pick us sixth, next to last in the East. If there's no expectations, I would almost rather be picked that low than like third or fourth or fifth.
Because, yeah, just completely overlook us.
Yeah, because that way, first of all, it's almost impossible to be disappointed. Like there's almost nowhere to go but up. I say that, knock on wood, hopefully throw an over again. But, I mean, hell, they picked us to finish 13th in basketball this year.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, maybe you kind of get that same type of underdog mentality. I know it's a little different in football, but
I mean, but you can't. That's not fair to Pruitt, because you're talking about we were ranked 13th going into it this year in basketball, but we were also in the third year of Rick Barnes' rebuild.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that should be the expectation. I'm just saying you could maybe hope for that.
Dave Bartu at College Football Matrix, who we need to get on.
Yeah.
Really interesting guest. He's one of these.
Used to have him on quite a bit.
Yeah, he's one of these analytics guys.
Numbers don't lie.
And he has stats for everything, and is very opinionated about some of this stuff. He released he's at CFB Matrix on Twitter, and he released his early top 25 for the year. And this is evidently the way he does this is he ranks the teams in terms of talent on the roster. He has Tennessee ranked number 12 in the country.
Based on their talent, recruited talent.
Yeah, he says we have the 12th most talented roster in the country.
Yeah, I believe that.
But Butch can't recruit. His recruiting is overrated.
No, Butch couldn't coach, and he couldn't de-recruit. And he wasn't a leader.
I don't know if I buy that we have the 12th most talented. I would like to hear the explanation.
I thought it was 16th.
That.
I didn't realize it was at 12.
12th most talented. He's got us ahead of Penn State, Texas A&M, UCLA, Florida, Michigan, Miami, South Carolina, Oregon. I mean, he thinks very highly of the talent. And
wasn't Garantano the number one quarterback?
Well, let me put my orange-colored glasses on it. Let me just go full sheep here for just a second.
I got about five pairs.
We talk about expectations and picked finished next to last, and we won the SEC in basketball. Speaking of basketball, I mean, I just go back to Bruce Pearl. We thought we had a trash team in 2005. Nobody wanted Lofton. Dane Bradshaw can't play. This Wingate guy's a stiff. Andre Patterson sucks. Like, it's going to take Bruce Pearl two or three years.
He's a walk-on.
Like, it's going to take two or three years to get his players in to play his system, and then we're a two seed right out of the gate.
It could happen.
We have a bunch of talent, according to Dave Bartu. If only we could get a coaching staff to develop that talent into a cohesive unit that plays smart football, not stupid football, and does good things. Can Jeremy Pruitt have a Bruce Pearl effect on Tennessee football and make us relevant immediately, fast-forwarding the accelerating the growth of the program? Could the 3 or 4 year rebuild turn into an immediate rebuild?
Now, Dave on the text box says it takes the last five recruiting classes into account. He says it also doesn't include transfers or attrition, so not very accurate at all. Well, that's where Butch ran off an entire recruiting class.
So, like, we're getting credit for Jalen Hurd and Alvin Kamara in that?
That's how I take it.
Why would – I mean, that's kind of stupid. Well, I see what he's doing, though. I mean, that we do that, too, where we average – we'll take the 247s last five, you know, and we do that average. But, yeah.
I don't think we do an average so much as we cherry pick the highest one.
No, I've seen that. I mean, we talked about that, though, where you take the average class ratings, and it doesn't take into account the transfers and people get kicked out of school and go pro early. It's just a general talent ranking.
Yeah.
All right, that makes a little more sense. Quick break. It's The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville. Throw open the phone lines here if you want to jump in. Take a shot now. 865-546-8200. 546-8200 if you want to check in with us. The Drive rages on after this.
The Drive. We now return to The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville.
All guests on The Drive appear via the McKinney Team with Keller Williams hotline. The McKinney Team with Keller Williams has a simple philosophy: clients come first. They are helping you find the home of your dreams or helping you sell your current home. They always pledge to be in constant communication and keep you informed throughout the entire process. That's important when you're buying or selling a home. Put simply, you come first. Go to Facebook and like the Travis and Emily McKinney Facebook page, or just visit ZillowKnoxville.com to learn more. The phone number is 865-546-8200. That's 546-8200. It could happen, right? It could happen. We could have the Bruce Pearl effect in football. I mean, we've got the 12th most talent in the country, according to Dave Bartu. Dave Bartu wouldn't lie to us.
Why not?
We've got a bunch of five stars over on defense: Kyle Phillips, Jonathan Kongbo, Shy Tuttle, Nigel Warrior. Those guys are studs. They just haven't been coached yet.
I'm back up to 9-3.
9-3?
Yeah.
I thought you were at 10-2.
No, I dropped from 10-2 back down to 8-4.
The barometer pushing along at 9-3 this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Man, that would. Yeah, I know it's wishful thinking, but just imagine, Bear.
I know. It's like I told you. I'm not saying it will. What if it did?
No, they didn't. But you could, if they did, you can imagine what it would be like.
It'd be glorious, Russell. Glorious. You imagine how much fun we'd have on Saturday night this fall?
Imagine beating. Just close your eyes for a minute. Close your eyes. I'm going to paint a word picture for you here. Late September, Saturday night, the 22nd. Jeremy Pruitt has just finished his post-game press conference in the bowels of Neyland Stadium, fresh off a 29-17 victory over Dan Mullen's Florida Gators. The Volunteers are the toast of the town and the shock of the college football nation. 4-0! Ranked number 19 and headed for a big bump in the following week's polls. Headed down to Georgia, where the last time Tennessee invaded Sanford Stadium, Juwan Jennings soared high into the Athens evening sky and swallowed Georgia's soul for a national television audience. 4-0, Bear. Ranked number 12 in the country. A mere 2-point underdog. Who would bet against Tennessee in those circumstances? Not you. Not you.
I guess I'd be getting my tattoo at that point.
Your Jeremy Pruitt tattoo. Just Jeremy's big face.
No.
That big, bald, beautiful head. No. Like right on your buttocks. Right on your right cheek.
No. You weren't even here. It has nothing to do with Jeremy Pruitt.
Oh, yeah. What, it was a power T?
Yeah.
If Tennessee wins? Yeah. It's like a weird – you don't understand how betting works. Like, if the thing Bear wants to happen, he gets the tattoo. That's not how it works. It's like, if the thing you don't want to happen, you have to get a tattoo you're going to hate. That's the way
the bet works.
I don't understand. It's like, okay, we win. You get a Tennessee tattoo. Just get it anyway. It would be a good tattoo. Brandon's got one.
What's yours?
He's got the power T on his bicep. Don't you remember?
Oh, you don't have any. That's what we ought to do. You ought to get one. Okay. Get a big power T across your back.
Would Leonardo da Vinci have put big bushy eyebrows on the Mona Lisa? I mean, this is – a physique like this, Bear, it doesn't come along too often.
You think he could handle getting tattooed?
I mean, it depends where.
Why would I deface this beautiful body?
You're talking like shoulder blade to shoulder blade, down to his waist, power T.
Just like my whole back? Like the edges of the T come down the backs of my arms?
In one sitting?
I mean, they'd have to do the outline first and then.
I don't know. I feel like that'd be painful going down the middle of your back. Oh, I feel like it hurt.
Yeah, that's not happening.
I can't believe they got as close as they got on the orange on yours. It's pretty good.
There's no orange in mine.
Lift it back up. Oh, it's just your skin under this light. Sorry.
What? You're saying he has orange skin?
Yeah, I think the kid might be jaundiced, to tell you the truth.
What are you doing, man?
Get him some of those glasses.
He's got orange skin. He's nice, healthy, tan.
None of your kids had to sit under that light, did they? You know, the ones they put the jaundiced kids under? That's what he looks like.
No. What You Talk About, presented by Hooters, coming up in about an hour right here on The Drive. Stay tuned for your cue to call. Coming up, hour number two of the show, we'll get to your Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot question. SEC Media Days, day two in Atlanta. And we will talk more college football when we continue next on The Drive. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. If you want to jump on the McKinney team phone lines here this afternoon, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more after this on The Drive.